What's going on, everyone? Hey, looking at the news today, I am a Golden State Warrior fan, live in California. Just because I live in California doesn't mean that I have to support my California teams. I could just as easily go for the Cleveland Browns or New York Jets. So just randomly mentioning some teams. But the Golden State Warriors, they are the 2022 champions of the NBA, man. They came out with the championship. And that's one heck of an accomplishment. For the past, I think it's been like within the last week, there's been talk and now there's footage of an incident that happened between two players on the team. One player got physical while the others were looking. I haven't seen the video footage, but as is described, there were people looking. The incident took place between two people. Allegedly, one or both of them were talking head about each other, but one person that was offended, the person that was talked to, allegedly took up hands, hit the other player. These are professional football players. These are professional basketball players. This is also football season. I'm a 49er fan. Again, a California team. But I'm mixing my teams up a little bit. Now, this is the Golden State Warriors basketball team. This incident took place. These are grown men getting paid to do a sport that they've done since they were little kids in a lot of cases, majority of cases. And with that come professionalism as well. If you're a pro, you're professional, you carry yourself professionally, there are ways of coping and dealing with situations. The expectation is that you would do what you need to do to resolve the incident without getting physical, jeopardizing someone else's health and safety, let alone yourself. In this situation, there's all this talk that's going on after the incident. A day or two ago, the player that hit the other player came up to the team and, you know, apologized for his behavior and actions. This is kind of disturbing to me because this player has a history of anger issues. He'll get into somebody's face, talk under the banner of I'm of seniority. I've been here long. We won championships. I know what I'm talking about. You talking too much stuff. You better listen to me. I'm only speculating about what he could be saying. But this is behavior that has happened before. There was a player that was on the team. Very good player. And this other player, being the person that he is, the player that he is, step up to him and started talking, yelling. And that player took offense. The player stuck around for the entire season. And who knows what kind of resentment he carried. But he stuck around for through the whole season. And, you know, they won a championship with him. Both of them won a championship together after this incident that happened. And the media, different people were saying, oh, it was nothing. And then the players are saying, oh, they're making a big deal about nothing. But it is a big deal. It was a big deal because now that the player who was verbally assaulted is no longer on the team, he's come out and he said as much as he didn't appreciate being disrespected. These are grown men. And we talk to our kids about how to, you know, talk nicely, politely, respectfully to people. Respect, respect, respect. And I'm not saying that the player who got physical in this recent incident, that he was not taught well. I'm not going to even lean into family and, you know, start saying things about his family and in relation to his behavior and actions, his choices, his decisions, and all this kind of stuff. The player is responsible for his actions. He has to take responsibility for what he say and for what he does. And the players that witness this, they need to take responsibility for it as well. It's easier said than done. I'm not a professional. I keep on saying football. I am not a professional basketball player. But I am a man of human existence. And as a man who walks this earth and interacts with other human beings, I am well aware that I deserve respect. And if I'm not getting respect, then I make whatever adjustments that I need to make so that I can do whatever I need to do. If I put myself in a situation where I'm continuously putting myself in this area, in this space, where someone is gonna talk to me like I'm nothing, yell and holler for my mental health, I need to make adjustments. That's just me. And that's me being a human being. Are you a human being? I would hope that you're a human being. I know you're a human being. So as a human being, when you say that we're all worthy of some kind of respect, in the work that I do as a counselor, I always, always have to keep in mind how I talk and how I interact with people. Because when I was growing up, I was subject to bullying. And bullying takes the form of verbal and physical. It wreaks havoc on your mental state of mind. And being a product of that, and growing up as a man in this world with kids and a wife, I carry that with me. I carry that into my work. And it's disturbing to hear what has happened on the basketball team. The Golden State Warriors is a great organization. Seems like they've been making pretty good choices along the way. Among those choices, they've made the decision to continue to deal with this basketball player's behavior, his attitude and stuff like that. He could be the nicest guy, greatest heart, give to organizations all over Northern California, all over California, even in his home state. However, yes, we understand that you know, he's capable of good, that he shows that good. But when there is a pattern of behavior that is disruptive to the organization, and this person is part of a professional organization, what message are you sending by keeping this individual, by tolerating the behavior? If I'm not mistaken, there was one or two times that he was disciplined. But then one questions the discipline, though. This player is getting paid a lot of money, just like all the other players. Some players get paid more than others, however, but they're getting paid to play ball, to entertain. And just because this person is making a lot of money, that get in the way of the decision to suspend or trade the person? Believe me, I understand. When you're talking about money, you're spooning out money, you make an investment in a person, and you got so much involved in this, it's kind of hard to just say, you know what, get rid of it. You're getting rid of a lot more than just the person. In this case, it puts the team in a very difficult situation. So if you're not going to suspend them, if you're not going to trade them, then what are you going to do? The incident is between two individuals. This basketball player has affected the life of another person. He's impacted someone's livelihood. And when I say that, I'm not clear about a black eye, broken arm, anything like that. Nobody is saying anything about the injuries or anything, but psychologically, how could someone be willing to continue to play with or around this person if there is no disciplinary action or if there is little disciplinary action? Because they are champions, because they're a team. Could it be the all boys club thing? I'm not clear. I'm really not clear about that. But there is a masculinity kind of thing that carries with this situation that I sit here and I could just imagine, oh, you're a wuss. Deal with it. You know what? People get into fights, man. It's all good. Just do your thing. I do my thing. Man, we're men. We could do this. Well, yeah. That's a Band-Aid on a wound. Being part of a team, being in high school sports, that kind of talk is common. There's a certain way that you carry yourself if you're an athlete. And there are ways that you carry yourself as a professional athlete as well. And the consistency of that mentality carries over into adult sports. I'm very sure of it. This situation with one player assaulting another, this will say a lot about the organization. It says a lot about the individual, especially if the individual carries himself in a manner that is consistent with seemingly harassment and bullying. And I get a little bit into the bullying because words can affect the person. Let me be clear about something else. It is said that the player that got hit was talking a bunch of stuff as well. That there's a history of him stepping up, flexing his muscle and stuff, and people weren't feeling him. That potentially people wanted to come to blows with this individual, right? The thing is that this was a veteran basketball player who seemingly couldn't take it anymore, and he decided to go physical. It sucks. If I was to do that, I'm a professional. I work with a lot of people. I have to be a team player at times. So if I'm working with somebody on my team and I have a problem with them and I go ahead and I hit them, would you know that the consequences would be there? And what the consequences would be very much defined. Yeah, I'll get talked to. And I can get suspended or fired. Most likely fired. Especially in my field as a counselor. Putting hands on somebody. There's all sorts of wrong to that. But just putting my hands on someone, there's policies and procedures. There are rules. There are guidelines. And they should be followed. Now, I'm not making a bunch of money like these basketball players. But regardless of how much money that I'm making, I'm still held to a standard, ethical and moral standard. So we got to be realistic about this. Professional basketball player or not, the bottom line is that he put hands on somebody, and that affects somebody's livelihood, especially their mentality. This is a teammate, somebody that he's going to be that is going to be working with him for 8 to 10 months or something like that. Because everyone unites under the banner of a championship. Does that justify the actions? Does it legitimize the fact that because he is in a higher position, that they don't do as much about the situation? Or that they minimize the consequences based on their championship status, money, trade options? I don't know. What I do know is that it's wrong. And it's another example, potentially, it's another example of how, based on how much money that you make in the position that you're in, the rules and consequence are different than other people, than other professions. We'll see what happens with this situation. I'm looking forward to learning more about this. And who knows? Some of the things that I'm thinking might be challenged. And I'm not claiming to be right about this or anything, but based off the information that I'm hearing, it sucks for both individuals. It sucks for the organization. It sucks for the other players that witnessed it. And now they have to deal with that. I don't know. Take care. We'll see what's up. Hasta.